This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Depending on your innate level of cynicism, it may or it may not come as a surprise to you that everything you thought was secure on the internet may very well not be. There is, we have been discovering the past day or two, a really serious glitch in a certain type of security software called OpenSSL, the computer code behind that little locked symbol you see on what you think are secure sites. It has been called, this glitch has, by one computer guy not known for hyperbole, an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He is here in L.A. this weekend. He is here right now to explain this whole thing, to us. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
Let us start, I suppose, with the basics. This thing called OpenSSL, which is the vulnerability here. What is it?
So this is a protocol. It's not like a service like Twitter or something like that. It's a tool. So it's like email. It's very basic. It stands for Open Secure Sockets Layer. It's a way that we transfer and protect sensitive data online. So when you log into your bank, when you log into, I don't know, anything that you might log into, you're probably using some form of SSL. And that's sort of the problem. I talked to a cybersecurity researcher, Brian Krebs, this week. He basically said, stay off the internet.
No, did he really?
And, you know,
like, seriously stay off?
Yes. He basically said, stay off the internet. Now, I mean, he laughed when he said it, but that
so
gives you the
cry.
Sense of the scope of this thing.
And it's something inside. It's some line of code inside this thing that's been compromised, right? Just to be clear?
Yes.
Okay.
It's basically a security hole in the code. The code is hundreds of thousands of lines long, right. So it's kind of complicated.
Well, let me ask you then why this code is hundreds of thousands of lines long. It's this thing called open source software, right? Which means anybody can climb in there and build on it, right?
Right. So like so many things in the tech world, this was started as a sort of open source project by this guy, Eric Young, in the 1990s. Eric Young was hired by the security firm RSA and moved on to other things. But as it happens often in the tech world, this thing that he had built was picked up by other coders, other people who said, hey, this thing is cool. Let's keep working on this. And they kept bolting on extra little bits of code, extra little bits of functionality. And that's how we are where we are.
All right. If I am a company and now am panic stricken because I've seen all this stuff in the past 2 days, what am I doing?
It depends on how big you are. So if you're a startup, this might not be a huge impact. You might not have a ton of users who you need to sort of ask them to change their passwords, build a patch for this. If you're Yahoo, you got a big problem. And it could cost a lot of money. It could cost a lot of resources to build a security patch to fix the problem. Canada's version of the IRS shut down part of their websites today.
Really?
Just
if
so
only that would happen here. It's almost tax time.
I know. It's the worst timing, but
we should say that fixes are in the works. And also, there are a couple of sites out there, and we'll have the links on our website. There are sites out there where you can go to check to see if Heartbleed is affecting your thing, right?
Yep, that's absolutely right. There are sites where you can check. And a lot of coders have not had a lot of sleep over the past 48 hours.
Should I be changing my password right now?
No. You should wait. First of all, don't go to your bank's website. Don't try and log in. Don't try and change your password. Wait until the bank tells you that you can change your password. That's the advice I've been getting from cybersecurity experts. You should wait for the company to get in touch with you to change your stuff.
We will have a link, as I said, to that place where you can check on this Heartbleed.
Dramatic enough of a name, Heartbleed.
I know, right? Ben Johnson, he hosts Marketplace Tech. Ben, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.